Hey, it's Roy Richardson, the Tech Troublemaker, and this is my full transparency report for 2021 to tell you what it's cost me to do YouTube since the beginning when I first started to now. Does it have to cost a fortune to do YouTube? No, it doesn't. Have I spent a fortune to do YouTube this year? Yes, I have. I did my first live on YouTube April 13th of 2021, all because of Lita, live every day in April. So now, let's look and see how much money I've spent. I'm going to show you how much I spent before 2021 and how much I've spent in 2021 because I became obsessed. I made many investments, I'm sure, before then, but the Blue Yeti was my first purchase that I really said, this is what I'm going to use for my YouTube journey. And so I bought Blue Yeti. This, of course, was before Logitech got a hold to it. I bought a windshield for it. And then I bought a shock mount, but the shock mount didn't work out because the mic is heavy and it wasn't cut quite right. I have bought so many backgrounds. Complete waste of time. I've done green screens and black screens and white screens, just trying to figure out what the heck I need to look at. And originally I thought, I've got to go green screen because I got to hide my background. It's not true. You don't have to. And then I got my first real light. I got a newer ring light, big old 18-inch one. It's got a camera mount. It does 5,500 Kelvin, which is just a little bit brighter than daylight. I made an investment in a Zoom LiveTrack L8. It's a competitor to the Rodecaster Pro that everybody loves so much. I have some complaints about the Zoom compared to the Rodecaster, but then there's things Zoom does so much better than the Rodecaster. Main thing is that it also does live sound. However, because of COVID, I haven't done a lot with live sound, so might have been better off buying a Rodecaster Pro. Before we got into 2021, I had spent about $1,500, $1,600 US for all the things I needed for my channel. Didn't need to spend that? Probably not. Because I bought a lot of things that wound up being junk. That's the downside about this whole process is that, oh, I'll get this cheap thing and that'll make do until I can afford better. But then you wind up buying lots of cheap things when you could have just bought better to start with. That's one thing I've learned along the way. Then all my lights were on tripods, so I bought a desk clamp so I could actually attach the mic and attach my lights to my desk, and that worked out great. And I had to buy soft boxes because the lights I bought were too bright. I've gone through it. And then my lowly 2015 13-inch MacBook Pro just couldn't keep up with the demands of video editing because now, because I went live in April of 2021, I suddenly needed to edit video because, well, not everything's live. So I bought an M1 Mac Mini, 16 gig of RAM, 1 terabyte solid state drive, which, by the way, I filled up about 750 gig of that solid state drive. So yeah, the 1 terabyte was a good investment, but this thing flies. I love it. It renders my videos so quickly. This was a great investment. I'm very excited about this, and I average 5.5 to 6 years per Mac that I've ever bought. And that 13-inch MacBook Pro is still good. It can run Monterey. And it's a great audio editing device. And I decided I want a Magic Keyboard because I wanted the numeric keypad. I type a lot of numbers in this day and age where you gotta type all your two-factor authentications and everything. And I got a Magic Mouse. Though, I'm getting ready to replace it with Logitech MX probably, so it'll help me in my editing. But I do like the left and right. And I did buy AppleCare for the Mac Mini. Luckily, AppleCare is much cheaper on a Mac Mini than it is on others in the Apple series. But you can't fix anything on it. It's self-contained. Everything it can ever do is in the case. Then, Livestream Pros. Because of Lita, I got excited about Livestream Pros. And I did the Streaming Accelerator. Was a great investment. It's been worth it. They've taught me so much. And I've made so many amazing friends. And that really was a good deal. I was trying to find a better camera because I was in webcam land. I had a C920, which I didn't list out here because I don't even remember when I bought it. But then I bought an Anker ProConf C300, which is a full HD webcam. It does 4K at 30 frames per second. I thought, ooh, great, I can do 4K. Or I can do 1080p at 60 frames per second. I was really excited about it. But this camera wound up not being great. It does great for video conferencing, but it just never looked good for me. And yeah, it has pretty fast zoom, but you can tell it's stinky. I got a newer green screen that pulls down from the wall. I've only used it once because I need to get my lighting just right. Green screen is hard. If you can avoid doing green screen, avoid doing green screen. Save green screen for special use cases. I bought the Cavendish Thunderbolt 4 Element Hub, which I love because I had all these USB cameras. I was trying to make them all work. However, I will tell you the limits of USB over single bus is about two USB cameras. Even with a Thunderbolt 4 hub, I couldn't do more than two USB cameras. So I got this little cool box here. This was a gold box deal. I paid less than that. I love this thing because I can load it up, Bluetooth, connect to it, and load graphics on it, and it plays. And it's just, I don't know, I like it. Maybe it's a distraction, but I just love it. And so I decided I needed a better camera because I was using a Logitech C920. And I was battling with the fact that it would not zoom in very quickly at all. In fact, the C920's had a really slow zoom. It does a good job at 1080, but it's only 30 frames per second, and it just doesn't do well on zoom. So, I mean, for example, watch this. You know, if my face is in the frame, it's a challenge, but it will pick up things so quickly if my face is not in the mix. And there's a product demo mode where I can put that on where it won't even care about my face. Which, hey, it's probably the mode I should always be in, where the camera doesn't care about my face. I'm just saying. I got a dummy battery kit because nobody got time for all the batteries it takes to keep this thing going live. And so I have a dummy kit. It works great. The camera doesn't overheat. It works beautifully. And then micro HDMI to HDMI so that I could plug up the Sony. And then I got the Bluetooth shooting group, which I didn't need. I use it for some B-roll recording. I use it sometimes for some vlogging. I haven't used it, enough maybe to justify it. Just saying. Then Epidemic Sound, because people kept saying, you gotta have sound on your videos, man. And you don't want copyright strike. So I got the Sigma 16mm 1.4 f-stop lens. And this lens is perfect if you want just a little bit of blur with the stuff behind you. You want that bokeh effect, as they call it. And I did, and I love how fast it zooms. That 1.4 means it's speedy, 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 which is great. And then I got a lens pouch because, well, you gotta do something with the lens you're not using. And the lenses are forever, as they call it. Glass is forever, cameras can be replaced. And then I got the Vizon selfie desktop light stand cassette, which gave me a VESA mount, and a mic stand, and a camera stand, so my camera is on that right now. I really love that. So then I got a battery charger for the Sony battery because I had to do a live gig where I didn't know for sure if I was going to have electricity, and so battery, and I need to be able to charge it. Then I got an extension cable, so that I'm having a problem with an old monitor I have. I've had this monitor forever. And it doesn't always play well with the Mac. The Mac being so new, it's like, hey, let me throw a video at you this fast. And the monitor's like, yeah, maybe. It's a great work monitor because I'm not doing high-level detail type stuff far as graphics go. Sure, I'm doing spreadsheets, but you only need so much detail with a spreadsheet. But this works really well. So when I have trouble, I unplug it, plug it back up. And then the Mac says, oh, I do see your monitor. And the monitor says, oh, I do see your Mac, and then they play well together. And then, this is my new addition because I'm getting ready to get a better mic. But it's coming for Christmas, and I don't have it yet, so I can't tell you what it is. But here I got a Blue Microphones Compass Premium tube-style microphone boom stand arm. So I debated between this and the Elgato low profile. I may still go back and get the low profile, but I think this is going to be good. I'm going to put the mic right here, bend the elbow right here, and put my microphone here. And so my microphone will be right here. I thought about using it with my Blue Yeti mic, but I'm getting a better mic, and it's going to have a little sound conditioning, so I'll get more of a podcaster voice, something I've been missing. I'm kind of excited about that. We're going to see what I get. You know, what do you think? What do you get? Put your guesses in now. So now, let's go and look at the totals. So before 2021, I spent right at $1,600 US. And now this year, I've spent $4,668.95. That was also includes subscriptions for Canva Pro, which I wind up needing because I need thumbnails and I was trying to do them quick, and Canva Pro subscription to Canva makes it so much easier. And then everybody said, you gotta have sound. You have to have music on your show. But you gotta be careful. You can't use copyrighted music because you'll get copyright strikes and YouTube will take you down. Down. Yeah, we'll take you down. So I went with Epidemic Sound. I love it. I have affiliate links for Canva and for Epidemic Sound. And then the other part is I'm using this fantastic software. If you're on a Mac, Ecamm Live is the absolute best live streaming software there is. It just absolutely is. I use it for recording because it makes it so much easier to do scenes and overlays, show video, put on music, whatever you want. I love Ecamm Live. It's my favorite application for Mac. It absolutely is, and I use it a lot. Second runner-up is Final Cut Pro, which luckily because I'm an educator, I was able to get the education discount. You get Final Cut Pro and Logic Pro and Compressor and Motion for $199 US. So if you go to school, you got a .edu address, you need to take advantage of that because Final Cut Pro is great editing software. Over the course of the entire time, I've spent money collecting equipment because for a long time, I collected equipment to do YouTube, but I didn't do YouTube. I spent $6,254.75 total so far. This year, just in the year 2021, I have spent $4,668.95. That was all my subscriptions, Canva, Epidemic Sound, Live Streaming Pros, their Streamer Accelerator, those things. It's my Mac Mini. It's my ZVE-10. All that adds up big time. Those were big investments. But those are things that are going to last for multiple years for me. And so I don't expect 2022 to be such an expensive year for me. And then I've had people who loved my show so much that they've given me donations. So through Buy Me a Coffee. I'm not very good at hyping Buy Me a Coffee, but I've taken everything I've gotten and I've put it into this channel. And 2022 is going to be the year this channel blows up. We will finally get enough subscribers to get the community, and you and I will engage a lot more. We will also will finally get to the point where I can join the YouTube Partner Program once we hit 1,000 subscribers. I want you to go along for the ride. You need to sign up for this. Go hit that like button. That lets YouTube know that you like the kind of stuff I'm doing. Go hit that subscribe button. Hit that bell. And then you'll know when I'm posting content. And if you really love what I'm doing, please feel free to do Buy Me a Coffee to give a donation to this channel. It goes right into it. I promise you. I will acknowledge you and say, hey, thank you so much to you for donating to this channel. Hope you enjoyed that. That's what I spent. 2022 is going to be the bomb. At a later date, I will be releasing a video that shows you what my plans are for 2022, because 2022 is the year this channel blows up. You should like and subscribe because you want to go along for the ride. It's going to be an amazing year. I've got some amazing things coming. I've got interviews with people you wouldn't believe that actually would be on my show. It's going to be so amazing in 2022. There'll be more interviews, more how-tos, and more product reviews. And comedy. As much as I can do. And make you laugh. Because a little song, a little dance, a little seltzer in my pants. That's what the world's all about. Thanks for watching. Bye.
Thank you so much for watching. This is the One-Off Technology Podcast. I hope you enjoy this episode. How can I make this episode better? Go find me on Twitter at TechTroubleMKR and let me know. Thanks. Have a great week.
This is the One-Off Technology Podcast with your host, Roy Richardson. Each week we cover topics in the news and how they affect you. Sit back, relax, and open your mind.